years, his release almost like a slingshot, each pitch stoking the cauldron's fire. Even so, the Arizona Diamondbacks had never bothered tinkering with his mechanics. A pitcher is fine until he isn't. The other pitcher, Todd Coffey, was a right-handed reliever with a personality as big as the scar on his elbow. He needed two Tommy John surgeries, the first when he was 19, the next at 31. A study on two-time Tommy John patients showed that the ligament from Coffey's first surgery lasted the longest of any pitcher who needed another surgery. This didn't guarantee his return from the second. Nothing can. I marveled at Hudson's and Coffey's daily existence, which toggled between triumph and failure. They balanced loneliness and tedium with excitement and redemption. Optimism got into daily head-on collisions with reality. These two men are the faces of every arm. And yet, before I tell their stories, it's important to understand the arm's place in the rest of the baseball world and what's at stake beyond billions of dollars and World Series titles. The problem is not going away. The sport's foremost doctors believe it's worsening. The current generation of pitchers is lost. The product of a broken system, their arms ticking time bombs.